השם חזרה. וים אצלי בך, וים אצלי בך, וקבל השם, קבל השם חזק ואמץ ליבך, חזק ואמץ ליבך, וקבל השם, קבל השם חזק.
צריך שתדע שכל נחת רוח של יצרנו יתברך.
You should know that all the contentment that the Creator wants to give to the creatures is to the extent to which they feel that He is the bestower, delighting them. Then He can really amuse Himself with them like a father amuses himself with his child, and to the extent to which the child acknowledges the greatness of his father, and his father shows all the treasures he has prepared for him. And from here you can know the great things that the Creator has prepared.
עד שיבוא עמהם ביחס של אב ובנו היקר, כאב עם ילד השעשועים שלו, ככל המבואר בכתוב לעיני המשכילים. רבש ג' השם מקרב האדם.
רבש, third volume. A person who wishes to achieve the goal, he doesn't have to look at what the whole world wishes to attain, but he has to try and fulfill the desire of the Creator, meaning all of his desire to be in order to give contentment to the Creator. And if a person should say that it is hard to follow this path, then the Torah promises us, and the Creator kept your ways, and so on, meaning that the Creator keeps a person that wants to reach the truth. And whoever prays to the Creator that he wishes to follow the path of truth, then the Creator is close to him.
כל היסוד הוא שאדם צריך
לבקש. The entire foundation is that a person has to ask for his desire and to be aimed at the Creator. Therefore, there's no point in being pressed by the descents, because from little and little you get a great sum. And every moment that one scrutinizes in holiness, that becomes a part of holiness. And there's one advice for a person not to wait for him to be given his degree. And when he feels his lowliness, then he ascends. But he himself comes down and raises the sparks to holiness. As the sages said, Hadelo avidna bechishna, meaning before I lose my state, the state in which I am, I'm starting to look. As it was said about King David, who said, Ha'ira ashachar. And the sages said, I awaken the dawn, and it is not the dawn that awakens me.
שאלה לסדנה.
Question for a workshop. How do we continue giving contentment to the friends and the Creator all the time? Again, how do we continue giving contentment to the friends and the Creator all the time? Like today, we talked about it, and it gave us the importance and different discernments. And it also created different scrutinies. It gives, it doesn't give contentment to the Creator. Different scrutinies that brought us with, that brought us with the deficiency to the lesson. The question was, how do we continue giving contentment to the friends and the Creator? I think we simply continue doing what we're doing. And as a result, the friends, by that we show the friends the greatness and importance by the subjects, they change, the desires change, but actually by everyone showing the friends the persistence and everything by doing the very simple, ordinary actions, I think that this is the biggest contentment that the friends can get. Yeah, and every moment you begin with it anew, everything you had in the morning is erased. And you start once again, making the same efforts with the same greatness of the goal, with the same seriousness, helping each other lift this ball from the ground to the skies.
No,
so, tell us about contentment. The contentment. Thinking about the friends. Carry on. It was obvious that you can't do anything corporeal. It's something, it's like a wall. You see that there's nothing that you can do in order to give contentment. You can try, but eventually it's something very internal that you have to... This is a kind of concern that you have to find yourself, that you care for them. You simply want them to feel good. Before you operate, you simply want it. Okay, about the contentment, I know that during these hours that we were separated, it was a real privilege to recall the exercise, which is the exercise we had from the morning, and the notice that I sent, and also anything I could tie to this, I did. But in practice, I wasn't connected. I had like this constant hum in my head, but it wasn't strong enough. It wasn't in control. This contentment is a very powerful scrutiny. The desire to be a part of it, it's like, it's very powerful. And it's felt that only thanks to you, I remember this, and I was capable of thinking about it myself. Because it's clear that a person himself, he can't do that. It's completely disconnected from him. To give contentment to whom, to what, how, what will I get as a result? But if society keeps it as something great and important, man, you have to thought about it. I found out that when you say think about, and even if I agree, I forget in about 15 seconds. Probably something more has to happen in order to for this to occupy your thoughts. The will to receive needs something more tangible, maybe some kind of great danger or great pleasure. Something great has to face the will to receive. Something great or something practical. The only time I really felt it was that I turned to a friend. My back hurt, and I asked him what to do, and he showed me special attention, and he had patience, and suddenly I felt like telling him, you know, you really gave contentment. He gave me contentment, but giving the friend contentment is probably for me to also do it to others. I don't know, for me it was... it immediately made me feel the exercise. I went to send an SMS. What it especially caused me, dealing with it, what it caused me, was to come to the lesson with a demand to feel more concerned towards each other, for me to be more, to care about you more. This is especially what this exercise caused me to do. I want to think about your spirituality. I recall this throughout these hours only a few times, and I see that it's impossible to hold on to it for more than a few seconds, and also to ask for it. I also recalled that there were moments that we had a daily task, and friends, we're continuing with an inner thought, each one inside himself, quietly. Quiet workshop. How will we reach the maximum contentment now during the lesson? How all of us together, as one man and one heart, will reach the maximum contentment, maximum possible contentment?